The beginning of Infinity reminds me the most of Gödel Escherbach as a book, in that it's very wide-ranging. It stitches together ideas from many different disciplines. It's very difficult to understand and follow completely. Everyone claims to have read it, but as far as I can tell, very few people understand it. I had this experience in college where I first found Gödel Escherbach, and I remember that I put it on my bookshelf and I started reading it and I started reading it and started reading it. And about a year later, I was probably about halfway through it. And then I just ran out of time. I had other things going on. And I remember that I would approach my other friends in college and I would say, either this is a great book, you should read it. Or I would say, have you read it? And they'd all say, yeah, yeah, that's great. And a week later, they'd roll back and say, yeah, I read Gödel Escherbach. It was great. And I felt like the stupidest person in college. And it was only years later that I realized nobody has read it. As you get older, you get more confident in those confessionals where you either say, either I didn't read it or I read it at a constant pace. And when I encountered something I didn't understand, I kept going. I went back much later. And I still confess to this day, I have not read all of Gödel Escherbach, but at least at this point, I went through and I found the parts that were most interesting to me, which were the Gödel parts, and skipped the ones that were not as interesting to me, which were the Bach parts. And I did read those and I did try and understand them. The beginning of Infinity is similar. Everybody has it on their bookshelf in my social circle. Many claim to have read it, but very few have gotten it. I do go back to this point that was first eloquently stated on Twitter by a character named Illicertus, where he said, I don't want to read all the books. I just want to read the best 100 over and over again. And I would say that I'm currently stuck in a loop where, at least in science, I'm only going to read The Beginning of Infinity and The Fabric of Reality over and over again until I understand them fully. If I had read them 20 years ago, I would know a lot more because then I would have chosen the right books and the right authors to read subsequently. It's going to be a hard book to follow. You should buy a hardcover and electronic so you have both. And the audio. Get it in every way possible. If you can get through it on the first sitting and understand all the points at a deep level, then congratulations. But we're hoping to break it down for you.